Well, good afternoon, friends. We trust you're all keeping well. Hope you all had a good weekend, and we wish you God's blessing for the week that lies before. Don't know where you were yesterday, but I trust that you had a blessed Lord's Day with the Lord's people. We trust if you're fitting well in the Lord's house, singing the Lord's praise, opening the Lord's word, and being blessed in your own soul. There's no people like the people of the Lord, and we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. One verse of scripture to leave with you today, Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 9. Joshua is picking up where Moses has left off. Joshua is Moses' successor. There's much ground to be possessed, many battles to fight, many unseen and unknown foes to face, many hills, many mountains, many valleys, many twists and many turns. And you would understand that with such a responsibility placed upon the shoulders of Joshua, he needed the Lord's help and he needed the Lord's grace. And so in Joshua chapter 1, we read about the call of God to Joshua, and God calls this man to be strong, to be confident, to be courageous, to go forward, and to really seek God and to trust God and to fight the Lord's battles. And in the midst of it all, he gives Joshua this wonderful promise. Joshua chapter 1 verse 9. God says, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Now this isn't a suggestion. This isn't merely a promise. It is a promise, but it's more than that. It's an encouragement, but it's more than that. It's also a commandment. Joshua, I've commanded you, be strong and of a good courage. I'm with you. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. Victory belongs to the Lord, and God is commanding Joshua to go forward. He's encouraging Joshua, exhorting Joshua to have backbone. Backbone is something that is very much missing amongst many of God's professing people. Backbone, courage to stand up and be counted and go through with God and face the battles and the trials of life and fight the Lord's battles and live to the Lord's glory. We are living in a day of spiritual invertebrates where a lot of professing Christians have very little backbone. It's such an important thing. You know, today we were having our Sunday dinner, and after it was all over, there was some chicken left, and our dog Tozer, he loves chicken, and I was going through all the remains of this chicken carcass and trying to get any meat that was left over. Got him the bowl about half filled up, and in the midst of it all, I found this. I think most of you will know what it is. It's what is known as a wishbone. I have to be honest, I came in tonight, I set this aside, thought that'll do for a wee devotional, a wee object lesson, told the children about the wishbone, and I came in tonight and it was sitting just where I left it, but somebody had broke it, so I had to glue it, didn't want it to destroy my devotional and my object lesson. And people are very superstitious sometimes, and there used to be an old superstition that if you took a wishbone and you broke the wishbone, whatever you wished for as you broke the wishbone was supposed to become true. Now, we have a lot of wishbone Christians, but we need more backbone Christians. Many Christians wish and hope, oh, I wish we lived in better days. I wish God would answer my prayer. I wish I was stronger. I wish I knew my Bible better. I wish that I could do more for God. I wish, I wish, I wish. And they live just with a sense of wishing, hoping, but never really getting anywhere. Sometimes we have to pray. In fact, all the time we have to pray. But there are other times whenever we must go forward and show backbone and faith and trust and not just wish that things were different and not just hope that things might turn out better, but to go forward. God said to Moses as the children of Israel stood in the banks of the Red Sea, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." Now, I believe that many of God's people at that time wished, oh, I wish it wasn't so hard. I wish the Red Sea wasn't here. I wish that Pharaoh's armies weren't behind us. I wish that we weren't in the wilderness. I wish that things were easier. God said, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, and go forward, have backbone. And now he's saying the same thing to Joshua. I've commanded you, be strong and of a good courage. Friends, there are battles to be fought. There are things to be done. There are commandments that we have to obey. And let's not talk about wishing or hoping. Let's be obedient. Let's go through with God. And let's stand up and be counted. May God bless you today. And may God give us backbone to stand up and be counted and to go forward for God. May God bless you. Thank you for joining us.